朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
所以弟兄姊妹，你看神的话是何等的准确，他的命令绝对不会改变。
So you see how precise our God's word and his command will never change.
以色列已经灭国了，你以为神没有对付他的罪就让他灭亡吗？
Now Israel's already was destroyed. Do you think that the Lord will just let go their sins?
犹大的工作也要结束，你想神会不会对付他的罪吗？
And Judah will be gone. And do you think the Lord will not let go their sins?
哦，弟兄姊妹，如果今天我们不肯洁净，
Now if today,
在神的面前站立着，神还是要接近我们，那一个审判是我们受不住的。
Now if today we do not cleanse ourselves, one day we'll eventually be judged, and that will be so horrible in the face of the Lord.
那因为同样说他是有恩典、有慈爱、有怜悯的神，耶稣他断不以有罪的为无罪，要追讨他的罪，直到三代四代。
Because the one who was so was filled with love and tender mercy, that day will be the king of judgment, and he will never consider the sin.To be sinless.
只有那些寻求神的人，认识神的心意，才会悔改自己的罪，并且求神的洁净。
Now only those who worship the Lord, who know God's word, will repent and come to the Lord.
当约西亚把所有的那些偶像除尽之后，他就开始回到圣殿里面。
Now after he removed all the idols, he come back to the temple.
你要知道这个时候他并没有太多的神的话语上的教导。
You know, at that time, he really did not have too much teaching of God's word.
他就是只知道还有几位祭司在那里，他就请求祭司来恢复犹大立位的班次，恢复祭司的班次。
At that time, he only realized that there are some priests and Levi there in the temple. So he asked them to restore the service of the old time.
当他把这些祭司，我们以前讲过大卫所设立祭司的侍奉，我们已经讲过利未人侍奉，我们花了一分钟讲过。
Now we already mentioned that during the David's time that he set up the system of worshiping.
如果弟兄姊妹们记忆不好或者没有听见的话，我们有录音带供应。
Now if you don't remember or you missed that one, we have the tape.
顺便做一点广告。
I was trying to slip in a commercial here.
我们的录音带都是免费赠送的。
But it will be given out freely.
是为了弟兄姊妹们属灵上的好处。
It is for your spiritual benefit.
我们也讲过，每一次历代的君王复兴的时候，都恢复到大卫所设立侍奉的制度。
You see, it always mentioned that whenever there's a revival in among the kings, they always go back to restore the system of David.
一方面约西亚请人恢复圣殿外面的那些建筑。
In one hand, Josiah was trying to repair the structure of the temple.
一方面他又设立利未人和祭司作为侍奉的那些实职。
And also he set up Levites and priests to become actually the one who worship and serve.
当他这样做的时候。
When he did this,
他就有个大祭司希勒家。
And then there's this high priest, Hila.
他对他的约西亚就差遣一个书记沙番，叫他去办理这些事情。
And then he sent a secretary, Shaphan, to take care of this.
当他们把银子从店里面运出来，发给工匠要去做事的时候。
So when they send out the silver from the temple and give it to the workmen to do the repair job.
我想正在他们修理圣殿的时候，也许从殿的什么角落里面找出一本书来。
I believe when they were just cleaning out the whole temple, and then in one corner they found this book.
这本书是什么呢？是神的律法书。
Now, what is this book? This is the book of the law of the Lord.
今天我们在教会里面，常常弟兄姊妹走了以后，留下很多律法书。
Now today, a lot of times when after the meeting we have some laws.Of the Lord left behind.
我就请求徐弟兄把它收起来，下个礼拜发还给弟兄。
And we will always collect them and we'll give it back to you the following week.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道在当时律法书是一本一本手抄的。
But you know at that time those laws was handwritten.
不像今天我们这样拿在手里方便读啊。
It's not so easy that everybody can have a book.
你们有没有找找看圣经里面有没有错字啊？
Now, did you ever find out that if there should be any mistakes, that was copied wrong in the Bible?
So, 有错字举手。
Now, can anybody find any mistakes? Oh, there's one.
有一个找到。
Wonderful.
是不是大家都没有找到错字？
Now,
还有找到错字，很好。
Now,
你知道我这本圣经不晓得哪个人盗印的。
But I don't know the Bible I have in my hand. I don't know who copied it illegally.
这本书啊，路德记里面有个错字，那个回来的回，他把它涂成一个黑涂涂。
It was in the book of Luke, in the book of Ruth. One word was totally smeared.
所以我就很怀疑这本书可能是别人偷印的。
So I have a doubt that this is copied illegally.
但是在神的面前，我求主赦免这些犯罪的人。
But in the sight of the Lord, I pray that Lord will forgive the people who did that.
并且我们买这个书不是要在他的罪上面有份。
And when we buy this, it has nothing to do, have no part in this sin.
因为神的话是我们所喜爱的。
Because God's word is what we really love.
那么弟兄姊妹们，希勒家就从圣殿里面找出一本律法书来。
So that high priest Hilkiah just find this book in the temple.
他就交给约西亚王。
And he give it to Josiah.
等他书记沙班把书带到王面前一宣读的时候。
When the secretary Shaphan read this book in front of the king.
弟兄姊妹们，我读到这里真是喜欢约西亚。
And when I read that, I really love Josiah.
你看他的表现，他就撕裂衣裳在神的面前，实在是非常痛心。
Now you know what he did? He tore up his clothes and was so sad. In the sight of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，他立刻发现几件事情。
And right away, he found out a few things.
第一个，他发现为什么犹大今天遭遇这么多的患难、仇敌各方面的攻击，而神好像不拯救，要叫他灭亡。
Now, first of all, he realized why that today that Judah at that time that Judah was in such a terrible situation and with all the enemies surrounding them.
弟兄姊妹们，是不是我们里面有很多属灵的问题没有答案呢？
Now, is there a lot of spiritual questions in us that is we haven't found the answer yet?
当你读到圣经里面的时候，或许有一天你豁然开朗。
But when you read the Bible, then you'll probably realize one day, oh, this is the very reason that the Lord did not like it in me, that's why he's not blessing.
有一天我听见一个新受浸的姊妹，她不在我们中间聚会。Now, 就告诉他的哥哥说，他读到神的话语，发现他哪些地方得罪神。
Once I heard this sister who's not meeting among us, who after he was baptized, she all of a sudden told her brother that, oh, I realized something I did wrong.
弟兄姊妹们，约西亚就是这样，我们每一个人也都应当这样，在神的面前找到我们属灵问题的答案。
Now, Josiah is like that I pray that we are like that too, that when we read the Bible, we can find the answers about our spiritual problem.
弟兄姊妹们，很多时候我相信神不是不给我们话。
I believe a lot of time it's not that the Lord does not want to talk to us.
而是在他已经说的话中间，我们却不肯顺服，却不肯遵行，也不觉得我们违背神的话。
And it is on those words that was already spoken that we are not willing to obey and we are not willing to know.
我可以举出100件事情我们没有做到。
Now I can mention 100 things that we did not do. We come short.
但是我怕我说的时候，弟兄姊妹觉得我在定罪。
But I'm afraid that if I should say that and people will mistaken me as to having a critical spirit.
但弟兄姊妹，如果你自己读神的话语，
But if you read the Bible yourself,
你试试看神的话语在你身上有没有力量。
Now you try and see if God's word have the power in your life.
你如果真正要遵循神的话语，
If you really want to obey His word,
你今天你的属灵光景不会这样。
And today, your spiritual situation will not be like this.
主说，信而受浸的必定得救。
The Lord said that those who believe and be baptized will be saved.
今天有人要受浸，我相信他是从神的话语来的。
Today, there's people will be baptized. I believe this is from the Lord.
但是神的话不仅说信而受浸必定得救。
But not only the Lord said that those who believe and be baptized will be saved.
主说你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
The Lord also said that you shall love your Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your will.
弟兄姊妹，为什么今天我选这句话来说在各位面前呢？
Now, why do I say this to you?
因为约西亚圣经里面记载他是尽心尽性尽力爱神。
Because in here it was recorded that Josiah is the king that who really loved the Lord with all his mind, with all his power, with all his heart.
你可以查圣经就找到这句话。
Now if you look through the Bible, if you read it, then you can find that word, the precise word I just said.
弟兄姊妹们，神的命令这么多，我们每一个人是不是在他的面前能够接受？这是每一个人在主的面前态度。
Now there are so many commands from the Lord. Now can we obey them all?
第二件事情，当约西亚听见神的话语之后，他的反应是什么？
Now then, there's another reaction that Josiah did after he heard the word of the Lord.
他说，我们没有在神的面前请问。
He said, we really did not ask the Lord.
一个是没有遵行，一个是没有请问。
Now first is that we did not obey the word, and the other one is we did not ask him.
所以我相信，当约西亚看见这本律法书的时候，心中一定是非常的矛盾。
So I believe that Josiah, after he read this book, he must have all kinds of, things happening in him.
一方面又是欢喜，一方面又是悲伤。
He's, on one hand, he's very happy, and also on the other hand, he's so sorrowful.
为什么悲伤呢？
Now why? Why is he happy?
因为他看见神所带给他们咒诅，是因为他们找出他的原因。
He's happy because he knows precise reason why all those curses upon them.
所以你知道，又喜又难过。
And but then he's also sorrow because this everything that will happen to them.
我想带着这样心情，他去寻找先知，求问他的话。
So with this kind of this kind of attitude, he come to a prophet.
你知道约西亚那个时候有很多的先知。
At that time, there's so many prophets.
我不知道他为什么找到了户勒大那这个先知。
I don't understand why he found this prophetess Hulda.
你知道约西亚时候有一个最有名的先知是谁？你知道吗
？You know who's the most famous prophet at that time?
就是耶利米。
It's Jeremiah.
但是他没有去问耶利米，他反而去问户勒大。
But somehow he did not go to Jeremiah, but rather go to this prophetess Hulda.
户勒大就把神的话告诉他。
And、then Hulda told him the word of the Lord.
户勒大告诉约西亚两件事情。
She told him two things.
他就说两件事情。第一个，神必定要按照律法书上所有的一些咒诅和灾祸降临在这个地方。
Now she said, first of all, the Lord would do according to his own word that all the curse and the punishment will be upon the people.
因为他们离弃我，转向别神，烧香，用他们手中的工作来惹我发怒。
Because he departed from my law and they burn incense to the idols and then do all kinds of wicked things.
弟兄姊妹，约西亚作为一个君王，听见这件事情，他又是一个爱神的人，他心里怎么？
Now, how do you think Josiah will feel, especially when he loved the Lord? How do you think he will feel at that time? But then Hulda also brought the comforting word from the Lord.
他说你要告诉约西亚，因为你听见这本书上所讲咒诅的话，看见我的作为，你就心里敬服，并且在我的面前自卑，撕裂衣裳，向我哭泣，因此我又应允你。
But then, on the other hand, that since I know that when you hear upon hearing my word, that you rend your clothes and you humble yourself, and so there will be things happening to you.
换句话说，约西亚因为他在神的面前那个对的态度，蒙了神的祝福。
In other words, because of his right attitude, he receives blessing from the Lord. He said, I will give you peace and you shall die and return to your ancestor peacefully. And when all these things happening, you will not see them.
弟兄姊妹，你要想一想，当约西亚听见这话的时候，他的反应怎么样？
Now, what do you think Josiah will feel?
这真是一位了不起的君王。
Now, this is a wonderful king.
很多人说既然这样好吧算了。
Because we would think, well, if that was the situation, well, forget it.
我已经蒙了神的祝福可以了。
Well, I've already received the blessing from the Lord, myself, person, me, and then everything else will be fine.
你知道西西家就是这样的情形。
Now, Hezekiah is just like that.
当神他听见神要审判他的时候而又听说他活的时候看不见审判他说什么他说感谢神的。在我的日子必有平安稳妥的时候。
Because Hezekiah said that, well, since the Lord will bless me, and I shall not see all those things happening, all the desolation happening, and then it's fine with me. And I praise the Lord that in the days of my life, I shall have peace.
约西亚的态度太好。
Josiah have such a good spirit.
他可以说是明知不可为而为之。
And he's the one that he knows that it's impossible, but he still go ahead and do it.
他把他的子民找来。
He called upon all the people of Judah. He gathered them all in Jerusalem. And still tell them the word of the Lord. Once more, he wants the people to have covenant, to set up covenant with the Lord. He wants them to love the Lord, to serve the Lord with all their heart and all their mind and all their love. To serve the Lord Jehovah only and not all the other idols. And not to depart away from the right way. Now, what kind of a victorious attitude does he have? I don't know whether you like to watch a basketball game or not. I believe Daniel will love it. You know, sometimes when to the very, very last period, last half,
Last period.
And then the losing team was saying, oh, well, we're going to lose anyway, so just use up the time. Well, today we lose, and we'll see you tomorrow.
这种态度是就是败军的现象。
Now, that will precisely will be a defeating attitude.
常败将军就是这种态度。
Now, those who are always defeated have this kind of attitude, always.
不管篮球也好，不管棒球也好，那个第九局还能够继续打的，会赢的。
Now, it's the same in basketball and the same in baseball. Those who are still trying to hit in the very nice inning are the ones who will win.
弟兄们，是不是这样？
Now, is it like that?
你喜欢看你的球队到第九局无精打采，反正已经输了，就这样子呢？
You like to see?
还是振作精神，只要还有一个人没有出局，还可以打。
Now, do you like to see your team that you just know the nice inning, everybody don't even want to swing, or do you really want to see as long as there's still one out left, that you can still go on?
弟兄们，约西亚就是永远不肯让第三个出局结束这个局面的情形。
Now, Josiah is the one that will never accept the third out. And I believe the Lord will speak to us through all things, even baseball. Now, in the Bible today, Josiah talked to us. He still obeyed God's command. He knows clearly that according to God's word that the punishment will arrive. But he still urges that the people of God to cleanse themselves, to serve, and to spread the word.
最后他还宣告在约西亚第十八年宣告说我们要来过逾越节。
Then it's still on the 18th year, he will proclaim that we shall observe Passover. Now this term Passover was long forgotten among the Jewish people.
什么叫逾越节?
Now what is Passover?
就是神的愤怒逾越过他们，把以色列长子赦免了。
Passover means that God's anger passed over the people, spared the people of Israel.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们在犯罪中间应当受咒诅，是因为耶稣基督的血能够叫我们被赦免。
But today in sin we are the cursed ones, but because of the blood of our Lord Jesus, we are being passed over.
好多人都知道圣经里记载的逾越节。
Now we all know the story about Passover.
现在我们知道逾越节和我们的关系是什么。
Now we know the relationship between the Passover and us.
耶稣基督，神的羔羊，他的宝血为我们赦免一切的罪，神的愤怒就不临到我们身上。
Now Lord Jesus, who died on the cross, his blood cleanses so that we will not be dead again.
知道逾越节和守逾越节是两回事。
But to know the meaning of Passover and to observe it are two totally different things.
约西亚就呼召所有以色列的百姓和犹大耶路撒冷的人都来守逾越节。
Now Josiah asked all the people in Jerusalem to observe this Passover.
祭司站在他该站的地位，利未人站在他站的地位，守门的、歌唱的都站在他们该站的地位，一同来过节。
And priests and Levites and the doormen and everybody is standing in their own position and everybody will celebrate this Passover.
约西亚就自己首先做榜样，为神儿女献上祭物，用这些祭物来讨神的喜悦。
Now Josiah to be an example, he first offered the sacrifice and to please the Lord.
他出的祭物真不少啊，羔羊、山羊羔、绵羊羔，加起来三万只。
And it's total about 30,000 lambs and sheep.
你吃一只羊要多少时间呢？
Now how long can you consume one sheep?
30只羊羔。
30 sheep.
这些当然都是做祭物的，燔祭烧在祭坛上面。
But we know these are all the offerings. They were all burned on the altar.
我们带着这些跟大学生一起出去，有一天的退休会，烧一块这个柴，烧三个钟头。
And in our retreat with the college group, it took 3 hours to burn just one piece of log.
弟兄姊妹们，这些祭物在神的面前，30,000只羊，烧许多天呢。
Now, can you imagine about 30,000 animals that were sacrificed? Now, how many days is going to be burning on the altar? Then you say, oh, what a pity that this would be just gone. But this is to be given to the Lord.
But,
now, those you consume, those you eat doesn't count. Only those was burned to the Lord counts. It was a totally different counting system.
我们的算法是我用掉多少钱，这是我的。
Now in our system is how much money I use that become mine.
在神的眼中是你为神摆上多少，那是你的。
Now in God's eye, how much you offer to the Lord belongs to you.
我希望每个人在神面前都是丰富的人。
And I pray that everyone here are a very rich man before the Lord.
所以他们就在神的面前献祭物。
So they offer the sacrifice in the sight of the Lord.
你说约西亚是君王，他很有钱，没关系，他可以多摆一点。
Then you say, well, Josiah is a king, he's rich, so of course he can offer that.
这些祭物是约西亚送给神的儿女，让他们奉献。
But this is what Josiah gave as a gift to all the people so that they can offer a sacrifice.
所以这些领袖们看见，他们也受感动。
So all the leaders saw it and they were touched.
他们也愿意牺牲自己，献出牛羊来。
So they want to give sacrificially too.
祭司的领袖，利未人的领袖，各种官长的领袖，他们也献出礼物。
And the leaders of Levi, the leader of priests, and the leader of all the armies, and they wanted to give also.
这里面记载献了多少？五千只羊，500只牛，
还有
2600只牛，牛300只。
In the Bible, it clearly recorded all that calves and oxen and sheep.
弟兄姊妹们，当神的儿女甘心乐意奉献给神的时候，这是一个记号，是复兴的记号。
Now, when the children of God are willing to give to the Lord willingly, that is a sign of revival.
而神的百姓这样甘心乐意奉献的时候，神的殿里面有大喜乐。
And then when everybody gives like that, and there was great joy in the temple of the Lord.
圣经里面记载说，从以色列人过在从撒母耳以来，在以色列人中间没有守过这样逾越节。
And it was recorded ever since the time of Samuel, the Israelite was never have such happy occasion.
摩西固然带着他们守逾越节，所有人都守逾越节。
Indeed, Moses did let them all observe Passover for the very first time.
但当他们住在迦南地以后，只有那些真正遵守神命令的人去耶路撒冷守节。
But ever since they moved to Canaan, only those who are willing, the really walking in the Lord, observe Passover.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣也是这样，当他宣布传福音的命令时，是为每一个门徒设立的。
In the same here, that when Jesus gave this command, this great command that we shall spread the gospel, that is for every single one of us.
你们要去往普天下传福音。
He said, go and make disciples of all nations, of all people.
但是真正传福音的是那些爱神、肯遵守神命令的人。
But those who really preach the gospel are the ones who love the Lord and who want to obey God's command.
弟兄姊妹们，你愿意看见教会复兴吗？
Now, brother and sister, do you want to see revival in the church?
你曾经为教会复兴祷告吗？
Have you ever tried to pray for the revival of the church?
你认为复兴是碰运气的一件事情吗？
Do you think revival just come across? No, it's not.
芬尼说过， Charles Finney 这样说。
Charles Finney said this word.
他说复兴是一个条件。
He said, revival is a condition.
当你满足这些条件的时候，复兴自然来到。
When you fulfill these conditions, and revival will come.
我们祷告，尽一切的力量祷告。
When we pray, and we pray with all our might.
但是我们也知道复兴的条件是什么。
We also know the condition of revival.
历代志里面已经告诉我们复兴的条件和原则。
Now, in the second, in the Chronicles, it already told us the condition of revival.
复兴是从个人的洁净开始。
Now, revival starts with the personal cleansing.
复兴是从教会里面配搭开始。
And also, revival starts with the bodily service in the church.
而这一个配搭一定有十字架。
And also, there's always cross in this kind of a working together.
复兴是对于神的话语尊重开始。
And revival comes from the honoring honoring God's word.
复兴是从福音开始。
Revival also comes from spreading the gospel.
当这件事情都满足的时候。
When all this is fulfilled,
复兴不能不来到神的国中。
Revival will come. 求主借着他的话语。Revival will come.
求主借着他的话语。
We pray that the Lord will bless His own word.
借着他的圣灵。
And through the Spirit.
借着神儿女的摆上和牺牲。
And through the sacrificial giving of the God's children.
借着他对于我们的开启。
Through the opening of our spiritual wisdom.
借着他对于我们里面的吸引。
Through this, the attraction of His love.
叫我们真正的洁净。
That we shall cleanse ourselves truly.
除去心中一切的偶像。
To remove all the idols in our hearts.
前些日子我听见一个故事，一个很不好的话。
There was a story that came to my ears a few days ago.
有人说在美国哪些人去教会啊？
Some people mentioned, the people who go to church in America is like this.
只有三种人。
There's only three kinds of people who go to church in the United States.
一种是在教会里面，台湾就做礼拜的人。
One kind are those who already go to church in Taiwan. When they come here, they just go to church.
习惯性的基督徒。
It's just like it's a habit.
第二种是什么人呢？
The second kind.
就是要结婚的人。
Are those who want to get married.
第三呢是要做生意的人。
The third kind are those who want to do business.
我们没有话回答他。
And there's nothing we can answer to that.
因为这不是真的。
Because this is not true.
但是仇敌叫别人看教会如同这样。
But yet the enemy make people view our church like that.
教会是干什么？
Now, what is church?
教会是侍奉神的地方。
Church is a place we serve the Lord.
教会是我们敬拜神的地方。
And church is a place where we worship the Lord.
教会是我们从神的话语被建立的地方。
Now, church is a place where we will be established in God's word.
教会是我们和神的儿女一起勉励，不是彼此拆毁的地方。
Now, the place is where we can edify each other rather than destroy each other.
教会是我们在神的面前彼此学习的地方。
Here is a place that we can learn from each other.
让我们的不完全靠着耶稣基督的宝血。
That our imperfection will be revealed in the light of the Holy Spirit. And so that we will be enlightened and we shall be corrected. Lord is a place we serve the Lord. And we brought people here to not to listen to us, but rather listen to the Lord. And I shall confess my wrongdoing for what had happened before. A lot of times I said to people, say, oh, come to our church, then you know a lot of Chinese. And then in God's word, now, what about it? Now, what's so great about knowing more Chinese? Now, do you know Lord? Do you know Jesus? So let's not say that you come to church and you know more Chinese, more Chinese people. Rather ask them to come here to know the Lord. Know the Lord himself.
Oh, 求主怜悯。
We ask for God's grace. And Josiah will be our example.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言，我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作帮助你不断在主里更新生命。